station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation of Hearts Grant is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Da Vinci Printing Innovators, Doctors Hospital, Epic Battery, Colette, Marco's Pizza, Nassau Cruise Port, Pinder Tile, Ports International, Prince Masters, Bronze Electric Motors, and the Water and Sewage Corporation.
The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant in your company. The Foundation live and in full effect on this beautiful Thursday, February 6th, my mother is 16 years old again for the, I don't know, the umpteenth time. Happy birthday, mommy. I called her this morning. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, mommy. I hope that you're doing well out there. I give God praise that you live in so I could live. Amen. Guys, if you're celebrating a birthday, happy birthday to you. My cousin hit me up and say his mother's 80 years old today also. So you'll only be able to give a shout out to his mother also. Let me see if I can get the name. You know, sometimes you don't remember all these things. You're getting older, right? Did he send the name? He said, my mother's birthday is on Monday. She's going to be 80 years old. That's my cousin George. So cousin George, mummy, 80 years old. Happy birthday to you. Hope you guys are doing well out there in the land of the living and being able to do those things. Got to shout out all my good, decent people, AFS insurance agents and brokers. They got everything laid out for you. Make sure you go check them out. If you're in that kind of a space looking for insurance, you want to move towards that, you got to be able to do that. Today, we're going to talk a little bit more about some stuff. We got MST Barr that's going to be sitting with us today, Avery Lightborn. And we got some other things that we got to be able to tell you about. Sashash Designs, for you to be able to get your roses. Now, we're going to dive into that, elaborate on that. We got some property that you guys can be able to get out there also. And shout out to all my good, decent people. So we got to do that. But right off the top, after you pick up your Guardian newspaper and be able to identify the things that's in the front, right off the top, I got to tell you about something that's exciting. I think a lot of us are in this kind of a position now, and we've been looking for, how do we jump into this? How do we get into ownership? I know that you've been thinking about 2025, maybe 2024, even from, I know, quite before that, as you find yourself in a position or your education is expanding and you want your space to expand simultaneously, you always think about these things. How can I put myself in a good position to get a little something? I need a roof over my head. I'm tired of renting. If I pay in all this for rent, I might as well pay for something that belongs to me. Well, Arawak Homes is in the house with me today. I got Ginger Minnis and Glenisha Aubrey to be able to talk to us about some stuff all the way from Arawak Homes. And they extended an offer, is an offer extended. And they're asking, how can you save $40,000 or more or $25,000 or more in the house? Ladies, introduce yourself. Let them know who you are.
Hi, hello. So my name is Ginger Minnis, and I am a home consultant with Arawak Homes.
Did I say Ginger Minnis?
Yes,
I did say Ginger Minnis. I just want to make sure.
And my job as a home consultant is to really hold your hand throughout the home ownership process, right from the beginning when you're looking to get pre-qualified, through the construction process, through the bank, the legal side, and up until you get your keys.
So home consultant.
Home consultant.
A lot of persons don't necessarily they've never thought about this sort of an idea that I start to have a conversation with someone. They would normally call someone who their cousin, who they know, who worked down at the bank, could call this one or call that one. They never think about formality and being able to talk to them. Talk to them about what your job entails beyond holding their hands. What kind of information you give to persons in preparation to make that step right. to purchase their home?
Right. Well, Arawak is a one-stop shop, and I'll, of course, get into every different side of Arawak Homes and everything that we offer. But right from the beginning, you book your appointment with a home consultant. We have four, including myself, four different home consultants. And if you're interested in purchasing a home, you book your appointment with the home consultant. You would bring in your job letter, your pay slip, confirmation on whether or not you have any loans, and also confirmation of how much you have in savings. And what we would do is we would look over your information and assess what you could be pre-qualified for with a bank.
And pre-qualification is important.
Extremely important.
Okay, talk to me.
Yeah, right. So once you know the amount that you're pre-qualified for, then you can shop for a home.
I good enough for $75,000.
You have to know what your budget is first.
Please leave Arawak Homes. No?
So once we assess your pre-qualification, then we let you know as the home consultant exactly what home model and location we can match you with. And then we go from there.
So your locations are in divisions. So you have, let's say hypothetically, you have something for a working class family. And then you have something for a middle class family. And then you have something for a top tier family whose, you know, their income is significantly more than the others. You have those divisions available?
We have something available for the majority of persons, I would say, that are looking for a home. So we have something, we have homes that are within the 200,000s, mm-hmm. we have homes that are within the 300,000s, within the 400,000s, and on from there. We offer an array of different services, and also we have up to 50 home models that you can select from, starting from a two-bedroom home, three-bedroom home, going up to a townhome, duplex, triplex, and also, if you even have your own completed plan, architectural drawings, you can bring that into Arawak Homes and we can price that for you as well.
Really?
So we try our best to accommodate you as best we can to get you pre-qualified for a home.
I love that. So tell me, Ladisha, about some things that you do within Arawak Homes.
Okay, so I have the fun job of being...
Okay, let me hear it.
The group marketing coordinator for Arawak Homes. So I do work with our home consultants whenever people would reach out and they want to know what they qualify for. The first thing I do is you have to speak to consultants. So that's just me. I know the bare minimum of everything, but I definitely think that our home consultants, they're very, very smart ladies. Love them so much. I want to take the time just to give numbers out, right? We have four home consultants and we have four locations that you can go to. We have the Kamaika Road location. That's by the Walk Up Wendy's in that same plaza. It's Carla Pitcan and her number is 422-6087. 422-6087, Carla Pitcan. Then we have JFK, where our lovely Ginger Minis and Ayana is. They are at the JFK location. That's the new building everyone was looking at on the roundabout. And their numbers, Ginger's number is 422-6061. 422-6061. And Ayana's number is 376-0362. 376-0362. And then finally, we have Shirley Street with our Vice President of Sales, Theus Fountain, and her number is 376-5629. 376. And if you didn't have a pen, you could also call 502-6500 and ask for a home consultant.
6500, this is the main line.
That's the main line.
So 502-6500. Mm-hmm. Now, what are those about those persons who don't necessarily want to wait for a telephone call? Give me a website or something like that. That person's going to be able to kind of click on if you got something like that available.
Our consultants are very quick. You could WhatsApp those numbers as well. Our website will only tell you. You have to wait to talk to our home consultants.
So that's the process, essentially.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can't, we're not able to be able to kind of build out this vision or this dream that you have without being able to take those steps to identify, mm-hmm. hey, listen, a home consultant can say, you live within this particular range. I would like to know more about that. Where do you find the persons that are actually pre-qualified? Do you find in this society where things are happening, where there is a financial crunch and we've been looking for some things to happen, who do you find is the ones that qualify quicker than others?
Well, that's a very good question. And not to go off topic, but slightly on topic as well. Now, right now is actually, I would say, the best time to try and pre-qualify for a home. We're thinking, you know, maybe I don't have enough savings, or I'm not sure if I can get pre-qualified just yet. I would say right now is the best time to try and apply for a home. Do not wait. And I'll tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
We have a number of promotions going on
mm-hmm.
in Arawak Homes, and also First Caribbean Bank has an amazing promotion going on. It's called The Joy of Giving. And this promotion assists you with a lower interest rate of 4.15%. So that assists you in getting a lower mortgage payment.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important. A lower mortgage payment is important because in order to get pre-qualified, we look at your salary. And the mortgage payment can only take a certain portion of your salary. So the lower the interest rate that you're getting from the bank, the more you can pre-qualify for a home. And then also, they're assisting you with closing costs. That's another important point when you're looking to purchase a home. You have to have a certain amount in savings. Usually, you need to have 5% of the cost of the home in savings for your down payment. But also, separate and apart from the down payment, you also need to have funds for closing costs. And that's where this promotion comes in from First Caribbean Bank. Their closing costs.
How much is the percentage normally for the closing costs?
It's all based on your home, whether or not you're getting a residential home or a multifamily home, an investment property.
Mm-hmm.
So it all depends. You have your legal fees. You also have homeowner's insurance.
Mm-hmm.
You have appraisal costs. You have administration fees that you have to keep in mind. So all of those things can add up to more than the down payment for a home. Sometimes all of those costs combined.
More than the 5%.
Right. Sometimes all of those costs combined can run you into about $20,000.
Mm-hmm.
But that is where this promotion comes in. They're assisting you as best they can with those closing costs. And Arawak Homes has a promotion going on, where we are also assisting you with those closing costs. Between $10,000 to $15,000, Arawak Homes is going to give, not a loan, give to our clients in order to assist them with purchasing a home.
Really?
Yes.
So if I call you
mm-hmm.
as a coordinator, right? Well, we say that you are a home consultant. I called you as a home consultant. Say, listen, Miss Ginger, I'd like to get a home. I want something out west, and you say, okay, these particular homes are about $300,000. You say to me, send all the information. I send you all my information. I do everything, and then you say, okay, now we have some promotions going on, mm-hmm. right? And as a result of these promotions, what do I have to do now, me, as the consumer, as the client? What do I have to do to actually be qualified and access this thing that you got going on over at Arawaki?
Okay, so what we look at are Arawak numbers.
Huh? Arawaki?
Yeah.
Arawak Homes. I'm sorry.
So at Arawak Homes, we have a number of different things that we look at in order to assess whether or not you can be pre-qualified for a home, or we give you advice on what you need to work on in order to be pre-qualified for a home. It helps if you have minimal debt. So my advice would be to try your best not to get too many personal loans, because that will affect the pre-qualification for a mortgage. Because, of course, the banks will look at how much is coming out of your salary monthly. Can you accommodate a monthly mortgage payment of $1,300 a month or up or higher?
I feel like y'all should work a segment out with me, because I have so much questions for you. Let me tell you why. There are people who are listening to you right now who are trying to figure out, how do I consolidate my loans? I have a loan over here, I have a loan over there, but I want to get a home. I've been renting for a long time, and I want to be able to shift this position. I do not have these particular savings, and I was hoping for a rent-to-own concept. That never came to fruition. But if you can be able to assist me, then we can be able to do this. Now, I already have debt. I already then have, let's say, $75,000 worth of debt, right? But I'm young. I'm 34, hypothetically, we're talking, right? And we're considering getting married, and my potential husband, my fiance, or my wife, or whatever the case may be, is they make $45,000 a year, whatever the case may be, right? Collectively, we have good income. We don't have any kids yet. Do I look better now on paper as it relates to if I amalgamate, you know, our relationships and our finances and everything like that? Do we look better on paper as a unit to be able to purchase this home?
Two incomes definitely help us because we sell homes all the time with single persons. But two incomes would definitely help because then that would mean that's a higher income. One point I wanted to make is if you don't have the savings that you need for a home right now, Arawak Homes also has something for that. We have our savings program. So what we do is you come in, we do our pre-qualification, and then we say, okay, we understand that you don't have you don't have the savings
that you need. I like how
you
let me down easy. I like it. I feel good. Okay, go ahead.
You don't have the savings that you need right now, but your salary can accommodate a home of, I'll start with our starter home price, which is around $230,000. Mm-hmm. Okay? And so with that amount.
So with $230,000.
$240,000. All right. And so with that amount.
So 10% of that is $24,000. Half of that is $12,000.
Right. So you would need your 5% down, which is $12,000.
Right.
And then I ask you to be honest with me. Let me know what monthly payment can you make that you're comfortable with every month up until you get to this $12,000.
I could give you $400 a month.
Right. And then we calculate, okay, so if you bring in $400 a month, how long is it going to take you to get to $12,000?
In 10 months, that's $4,000. 20 months, that's $8,000. This can take me 3 years.
You can bring in more. However, you never know.
3 years.
Can I put more on it if I get a little lick?
Right. And plus, the starting point is you have to have a plan.
Yeah.
You have to know, okay, what am I going to work towards? Because if you don't have a plan, you don't know what you can pre-qualify for, so you don't know what you have to save towards. So the starting point is knowing what you can pre-qualify for, so you know what you have to save to.
So much questions, you'll have no idea, right? Let's say hypothetically, we have a home. I have $8,000 in my savings plan with Arawak Homes, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And you have this initiative going on, and you're saying to me that I can be able to do something. You're going to give me up to $15,000 hypothetically. That's whatever
towards
this
your closing
towards
cost.
My closing costs, mm-hmm. right? So this is not my initial cost. This is only towards the closing cost. I have to come with the upfront capital to be able to get this thing.
You have to have 5%. And that's because we work with the banks in order to finance the homes. The banks ultimately pay us. And so the banks are not going to provide their approval, of course, unless you have that 5% down. Mm-hmm. So,
this doesn't include the lawyer's fee or anything else.
Right.
This comes at the closing.
So closing costs, that's why it's good to purchase a home during when banks have promotions going on where they're working out ways to cut down the closing costs for you.
Because they got the lawyers dealing with these things.
Okay, right.
Okay.
And then also, too, you have Arawak Homes giving $10,000 to $15,000. So with those amounts, sometimes your closing costs can be cut down to where you only maybe have to come up with $5,000 or $6,000.
I love this.
Right. And then, you know, there may be instances where your salary can accommodate maybe a small personal loan to cover that difference.
I love this.
Or perhaps our construction takes about five months. Perhaps you can put a portion, maybe you have some savings where you can put a portion towards the closing costs and work out something where you save towards it during the
So I don't have
phase.
To wait for an ASU or the potential of somebody being able to say, yes, join it, you can get a second hand, and then they run off with my money. I could come right to Arawak Homes mm-hmm. and start my savings with you today.
Right.
We could do this now, right?
Once
we have the pre-qualifications and we can identify those things and we know exactly what tier we could hit you on and how we could assist you in those particular areas,
right?
You could help me through this particular process towards real home ownership.
Right.
Now, one last question before we get out of here and I can let you tell your information. if I want to be able to purchase a home, let's say hypothetically in Grand Bahama, but I live here in Nassau or in Abaco or in any other family islands that you're working on, is it a possibility that we can be able to apply the same concept from here and being able to get that home in the family islands?
So we don't do construction in the family islands, but I would like to go over the...
I thought you did something in Grand Bahama.
No.
Not yet. Okay, no. Sorry.
But I would like to make note of the locations that we have here in Nassau. We have some great locations here in Nassau. We have two in Carmichael. We have one in the South Beach area. And we have one just coming on stream area as well. So from west to east, Arawak Homes has numerous lots available, home and lot packages. We're selling multifamily vacant lots as well. Their names are, the locations' names are Commander Cheryl Bethel Estates, James Hamilton Close, those are both in Carmichael, Nurse DeQuette Johnson Subdivision, that is also in South Beach, and then we have Greg Burroughs Estates, which is in the Prince Charles area.
This is excellent stuff. I thought this was a very good conversation. I got a lot of questions for you guys.
We can also build on your lot as well. If you already own vacant land, Arawak Homes can build on that land for
you. I got a hell of a lot of lot in Grand Bahama. You see what I did there? I see what you did there. No, but I like this. I like this kind of a conversation. I think a lot of persons, especially who listen in with us, they're looking for ownership. They have been in this kind of a doldrum for a long time, and they're looking for ownership. They're looking to take that next step. And I'm glad that you guys came today. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Arawak Homes being able to talk to us. Now, if you want to be able to reach them, I can give your number out again, Ginger. Miss Ginger, 422-6061, correct?
Yes,
422-6061. That's Miss Ginger here in the studio with us. And they have great locations, either Carmichael, JFK, or the Shirley Street locations. You have four persons that you can be able to choose from. She gave me Ginger. She gave me Carla, Ayana, and the last person was...
Theus Fountain.
Miss...
Theus.
Theus Fountain, right? So you can be able to do that, guys. If you want to be able to find out more information, you can hit them up directly. 0502, that's 6500. And that's Arawak Homes. Get yourself in this kind of position where you can really own something. Dive into that, bite into that, hold on to that, that you can be able to give to the next generation and leave something as a wise man for your children's children. I think that's very important that we do those things. Anything else you want to put on the table before you get out of here?
Just know that Arawak Homes is a one-stop shop. If you're looking to...
I feel like it is. You didn't tell me that.
It is 100% a one-stop shop.
I didn't realize that, by the way.
Please call us if you're looking for a home. We have so many promotions going on.
Even if I get one 25 by 30 lot, you can bill on that.
We take everything...
It's going to be a tight house.
We take everything on a case-by-case basis. So everybody's situation is different and unique. So the starting point is booking an appointment with a home consultant so we can give you financial and home advice.
I like this. Ladies and gentlemen, please participate in this. Find out more information about this. I want to thank both of you for being able to be here, Ms. Ginger and Glenisha Aubrey, being able to do those things. And I'm thankful that you're here. And please don't be a stranger, because I'd like to have more conversations about this. I want to know more about these things. Guys, this is a great promotion that they got going on with First Caribbean Bank at 4.15%, right? It's a
4.15%.
You can't beat that thing.
No, you can't.
Right? Find out more information about it. Please give them a call, 502-6500. 502-60. We could be able to do that. Ladies, I want to thank you all very, very much for being able to stop in with us. It's your first time. Now, don't be no stranger.
We won't. Thank you for having
us. I can
us
hold you to that, you know.
Right.
Praise Jesus. I can call you Miss Glenisha. I can call you right
that's
off
fine.
The top.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. I didn't get your number, so you know I can call you. No, I just messed with you. Guys, thank you so very kindly for being able to do that. You've edified and educated a great deal of people, and I know that they feel even more inclined to take that step into home ownership with Arawak Homes. Thank you so much, guys. Quick commercial break. Going to be right back after this.
Foundation. Contact DaVinci Printing Innovators today for all your printing needs. Customized receipt books, NCR forms, invitations, event tickets, program booklets, business and ID cards, flyers, posters, and banners. They're scanning, printing, lamination, and binding services. Also, a variety of office supplies. No design, no problem. Dedicated graphic designers are ready to serve you. DaVinci Printing Innovators, located in the Village Road Shopping Plaza. Stop in or call 677-2922 or browse services online at www.davinci.com. DaVinciPrinting242.com, where printing is an art.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
On Saturday, February 22nd, 2025 at 7 p.m., the Bahamar Convention Center will set the stage for an unforgettable celebration of 25 years of giving back and supporting healthcare education in the Bahamas. Experience a night of excitement with exquisite fine dining, inspiring atmosphere as we come together to celebrate and shape a brighter, healthier future. Tickets are available now. Reserve your spot today by emailing dhfoundation@doctorshost.com or calling 242-302-4640. Sponsorship opportunities are also available to show your support for this important cause. The Doctors Hospital Maya Rassen Foundation, 25 years of transforming healthcare and building a legacy. Don't miss this special celebration.
The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this absolutely gorgeous, beautiful, beautiful Thursday afternoon, February 6th, my mother's birthday. How old are your mother is? She is 20 years, is she 20? 18 years, 18 years older than I am. Absolutely fresh at 18 years old, looking for man. Doing her thing. I was the first one, right? Listen to me. Oh, my God. And when I tell her no now, she was, for the 9 months, I care. You didn't even, listen to me. You need to stop. You wasn't even prepared for this. You know? But I'm here, and she is here, and she made it to 60-some-odd. She is an absolutely gorgeous woman. If you tell her she's that old, she don't want to hear nothing like that. To my first child I had, you know what she said? I can't believe I had my child at 26 years old, my boy, right? She said, I can't believe that you made me a grandmother. Like, miss, you need to stop. I know some grandmothers 25. You need to stop. you need to stop. Anyway, let me just stop talking about my mother. Guys, it's a beautiful day. It's an absolutely gorgeous day. Here with my good friend, A.B. Lightborn, being able to talk to us about some stuff. And right on the heels of talking about Arawak Homes, we're talking about another thing. And really propelling you to a very clear understanding that this is time for you to be able to step into ownership. I think a lot of us have been casual for a long time. Like I was saying to Ginger and Glenisha, this kind of an idea that exists that says, I've come from an environment where nobody never owned nothing. And it's hard for me to see myself out of this idea, out of this, because you've been conditioned in an environment that your Grammy rent, you'll stay in somebody's space. All of us used to pile up in the house. You got 5 or 7 fresh Honda riding around this shack that you're living. But you figure out this is a life that you live. But as soon as you get your $15,000, your increase of the hotel, you get all these things that are no matter where you work. You go get car, you get Tory Burch, you get Gucci slides. You understand what I'm saying? You need Hennessy. This is important. You know what I'm saying? you need something to taste, right? you need a lobster.
You need to eat zebra. Have you ever tasted camel? You need to do all these things. Girl, let's go. Let's go. I see people going to Colombia now to fix their teeth. Just, you don't even have a house, miss. What you doing fixing your teeth in these people's apartment? But this is what you're doing with your money. So we need consultants and people to tell us there is a path that you can take. That's why you need to stop listening to all this music, 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 all Jesus' day, and figure out how we can get to a position. You're laughing. I'm serious. How can we get to a position where we own something? But you can't do that because you got Hennessy on your mind, huh? And Gucci slides. You need to stop. Let's talk about these things. Let's talk about real ownership. My brother's in the studio with me talking about how we can find ourselves in this position. If you have graduated from this concept and idea that you have your little slides and so forth and so on, and really found yourself in the position where you put some money down on one piece of property, or your Grammy them give you a piece of property, and you finally get yourself in a position where you formalize that, right? You got your certificate of assent with all these things that you can then get these things taken care of, get everything done, and you will move towards that. Now we got to put the foot in the ground and be figuring out how now, because this is a significant investment, how now can I do that? Do I do it the traditional way, or do I look for a more sustainable way? Avery, that's where you come in. Tell the people good afternoon.
Man, good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Howard, man. Exciting show today. I appreciate you allowing me to be a Gucci. Part of it.
You want Gucci.
May God have mercy upon us.
Listen,
I want to thank God for
listen, I live right here with
life
people,
and strength, Howard, because I understand what you're saying. I listen, am a product of some of what you were
your
saying.
Your Honda look fresh.
Absolutely. Rims.
And you asking me for $5.
22-inch.
You asking me.
Giovanni.
For $5. Your yeah. Honda fresh. You ain't got no gas in your car.
Howard, it's... let me say this, right? Everybody's not going to be educated. I think it was B.B. Winans, one of the Winans brothers, who say, who's going to tell them that Jesus loves them? Who's going to tell them there's a better way? Who's going to warn them of the things coming on them so God can turn their night to day? See? And the song goes, who's going to tell them? So if we don't say it, if we just demonizing it, because these are something, it's like you going and trying to change somebody's religion.
They got to know.
Yeah, you got to.
Yeah,
tell
but
them.
We got to change the religion of stupidity. No, right. I mean, that's me decent. I know
you're
stupid.
Teasing, man. But
I don't want to be.
How would you know?
I just was saying.
I know what you're saying.
But that's why you need a good woman in your life. Here.
Yes, absolutely.
As a man.
Yes, and that's
I talk about a good woman.
Happy birthday to my wife.
Your wife's birthday?
Yesterday.
So, yesterday?
Yes.
My brother's birthday was Monday. Well, right. On the first. Whenever the first was. Right. My mother's birthday is on the 6th.
Good woman.
Well, actually, my mother and my uncle, my grandmother's first child and last child born on the same day.
You let that woman do what she want to do. She's raised you.
When she was 18?
She have great...
She should not have done that.
Yeah, but she has grandchildren.
I feel like a
you
window
can't
was
stop
involved.
Her from her pursuing her dreams and aspirations.
I feel like a window was involved and whispering. You need to leave these people alone.
Leave her alone. I respect her very much. And happy birthday to your mother. And we're continuing to explore life together, and I appreciate her for all of her input. And so
you're
I just want to
say
that. Man.
Good for
man, look here, I try to be and hanging with guys like you and seeing how you interact with your spouse is amazing. Like,
no, hold on. We row sometimes.
Man, rowing is a part
fair.
Of it.
We got to row.
Well, then it ain't no sense if you don't row.
We got to row.
That somebody's...
And sometimes the row got to get hot because the makeup got to be even better. Praise Jesus.
Hey. Valentine's coming up. Valentine.
Glory to God. I just want to be decent with you.
Absolutely.
Man, I talk it's and I like God, how we man. Talking, but I feel like this kind of a conversation for all the... Sometimes people feel like these conversations go over their head. Oh, that ownership ain't for me. Yeah. Oh, home ownership ain't for me. Oh, right. I don't have $50,000 to buy a house.
Right.
Oh, I don't have this. Oh, I'm scared to give my money to the AC woman. Oh, I don't know. And they actually exclude themselves from real life opportunities that they can be able to access. Yeah. If you put these things together over the past 10 years, you boost up more than $225,000.
But how would that comes with a training and a discipline and an actual path to success that people have. That's why you have to do it from a school level when they are sponges. You have to make sure that it's a staple if you want it to happen. Now, there has to be continuous, and then there has to be some people like, somebody can catch it. Continuous education. Some ain't gonna catch it, but the majority will if you make it a part of the curriculum at every stage, right? You have to make it a part from small. You have to have some things that you implement that they learn it. Like I, you know, you gotta admire the Chinese when they come with their learning methods and how they learn or how they teach their children. They drill these things, man. And I've watched a lot of shows where they show in how children can be drilled or charted into the direction where they're gifted. And so I think we have to have that concept with an island nation like ours, where there's a limited amount of people. We have been exposed to the world of ideas and technology, and we have access to it. We are number one in the Caribbean when it comes to what we have access to as far as technology. We just need to act like it. You understand what I'm saying? We need to act the way, the access that we have, we need to act in kind. And make sure that we use those to benefit children in our future in building a nation. So for me, I think ownership of a home, sometimes you got to realize sometimes ownership of a home, there has been some speculation around that though, Howard, whether that is more beneficial than renting. I don't know if you heard it.
Of course.
But I've heard it a lot of times that could be... That could be beneficial to some when it comes to renting.
I can't go with that. I think a lot of us we consume ourselves with this sort of an idea of going with the norm. That's almost like the tiny house, mm-hmm. which is sort of a trend, right? And if the trend is to say we make a determination of what we do based upon the world around us, I think it's ill-advised for us as Bahamians.
Yeah, I hear that, but let me ask. What I want to say to that, Howard, what I'd like to say to that is there are certain things that we are limited to managing. You see, we don't have education. We may have a retaining education problem, but we don't have a dissemination of education or information problem. The information is there. It's being able to access it or knowing where to access it. It being you having the discipline, right, to go and be interested in it and then applying it. And so I think if we are able as human beings to have free will, then at some level you have to be responsible for your actions. You can't blame everything on everybody else. At a certain level, there is the human, unless you have a deficiency in the brain or something that is a real excuse, right? There has to be a interest for you to see these things. And that's where you separate the sheep from the goat. And that's how it is separated, because I could catch it. Me and you come up in the same school, right? We come from the same grade. We was maintaining the same grade level. We had access to the same information. I just took mine more serious because maybe I had a village. Maybe I had a parent who taught me. But then that's not the excuse, because I see some who didn't have mommy and daddy in the house. But Grammy made sure that they made it true. You see what I'm saying? So the ability to retain the information and understanding it. And then grouping yourself when they say don't hang with bad company or don't do this or don't do that. Accept that as guidance and not you being deprived. You understand? So we have to really...
This is heavy what you said. This is heavy what you said.
I try to make sense, man.
This is how I feel about it. Let me say this. This morning, I see a thing going off. This morning in the newspaper, you could be able to see 11.2 million visitors. Arrivals up 16.2% in 2024. Foreign air arrivals changed. These are all things that Chester Cooper said. If you listen to the story, you'd actually identify that. I think they said 1.72 million arrivals, right? Okay, so it says foreign air arrivals across all destinations in 2024 exceeded $1.7 million, equaling the 1.72
1.72 million arrivals recorded in 2023, surpassing them by $1.6 million. These are the foreign air arrivals. So they're talking about these particular things. Now, in 1 month, I think the month of December, if I swim through this particular article, the month of December, we would have seen 1.2 million, between 1.2 and 1.7 million people in the only in the month of December.
Right.
Okay, now hold on. I get in some way with you.
Right.
1.2 million people within the space of 30 days came on an island where 300,000 people live. Four. And they ain't got no accommodations. We don't have enough accommodations for them. We don't have all these things like that. And the government has indicated that we're going to put $12 million into development of the family islands. And simultaneously, they can take another $12 million and put it into marketing for them people to come back to an island where we don't have enough. My point to you, if you was in the same grade as me and the very same understanding, you would understand numbers basic, just basic numbers, mm-hmm. just basic numbers. There's more people here than we could accommodate. And there's more beauty in the family islands that exist in a city of Nassau what mm-hmm. we already then demolish. Mm-hmm. And if the government is concerned about growth, development, expansion, so forth and so on, then me as an individual could step into entrepreneurialism and get to my family islands and build something in ourselves. My point, there are opportunities that exist for all of us. If we take our eye off of this hamster wheel. Yes, that's mm-hmm. a lot. Just people on this hamster wheel. Mm-hmm. All we're doing is work. My daddy used to say, do your eight and skate. These are old 70s. You ever heard of that? Do your eight and
I
skate.
I don't allow it.
No, that's what the old people tell you. Do your eight and skate. Their only concern was being able to develop the dream of another man.
Yeah.
There are opportunities that live here. People after COVID-19 didn't realize that their skill set could have caused them to make $90,000 a year. Right now, I'm talking to you. The same bed where they was fixing for the hotel, they come in to fix people bed individually and making $90,000.
Okay. Howard, watch this.
Let me hear this now.
Because I hear you. And I think the government have the responsibility of what they're responsible for, the infrastructure and making sure our taxpayers' money go the way it's supposed to be and everything else. But we don't want the government to tell us how to live. So we can't expect the government to get so intimate involved with decision-making for us when it comes to what we're going to discipline ourselves to, right? I could have a comment of pros and cons with the government all day. You could find faults and this, that, the next thing. But at a certain point, Howard, if I put you on a desert island right now, right? There may be some coconut trees, maybe because we have plenty of coconut. You have cocoa plum. You can wait for the government to come rescue you, or are you going to go find a way?
You better survive. You better figure out a way to live. You can be down there crying. You take the coconut and make you might help in the sun. H-E-L-P and lay on the side of that.
And they ain't got no sir, coming
up. You could eat them coconuts, you know. You could eat them. You ain't even thinking about that.
I'm just
saying. Because you've been so conditioned.
Right. So I'm saying the condition changes when you're placed in a situation where you actually have to survive. And plenty of people, they don't know what survival mode is until they are placed in that position because they're so busy, first of all, listening to what the next man say, watching what the next man do, instead of understanding where they are, right? And operate in your capacity. And as you grow, being able to control the capacity you have. Because some people, they overgrow what they can handle. And then they fail at it. And then it's now depleted because what you had, you grow it so big. Your eye was so big because you're watching this one. You're watching that one. You want this. You want that. You want the next thing. And I can tell you, like, ouch, I preach into the choir. Because I can tell you I've been in those positions. But I reached to the point where I had to gain wisdom. They far than what I can control. And therefore, let me control this space right here and make sure I maximize everything about this space right here so that I don't go above and beyond. And then when I am ready to go above and beyond, I feel like I could take that challenge. Well, hence, that's where I am now, right? Because I would have never been in this space I feel that I was pushed in the space that I am in now while pursuing something different, right? My idea of what I wanted to make it look like when it came to promoting this rebar, right? Which is the best rebar now, with latest studies. I have the best rebar basically in the world when it comes to when it comes to fiberglass reinforcement, right? MSD bar is number one. And it is proven, and this is some of the latest statistics, because I go ahead and I study what it is that I'm promoting. I don't want to be ignorant to it, right? And so when you start to get into outside of what your norm, right? Outside your norm, you need to now understand that you can't bring people in who have the knowledge. And sometimes we are afraid of that. We are afraid of relationships, right? We want people to give us a pile of money and say, yeah, man, you go run with that. Instead of looking for, hey, I need partnerships, but my partnership's got to be strategic. I need you to know some stuff. You go to the average person in New Providence, I would say, that has a certain amount of money. They ain't rich, but they have some money to invest, right? And you say, look here, I need you to come on board with this so that, you know, you could help. Like, they'll have the money and they'll push it to you. Working out of that capacity, what they'll do is give you the money. You do the work, and then they'll look for the returns. Problem is, what I've experienced is the timeline you give me to get those returns, it ain't feasible for me. So it's hard for me to really get up to the place where you say empowerment. Because you're not born with this money. You need people to invest in you. You need people to believe in you. But you also need people to walk alongside you. And sometimes we don't know how to formulate. Right. You need partnership. You know, and we're not used to how to form those relationships. We don't know percentages. We don't know, okay, without giving away everything else. So the consultant charging me, who I got to talk to say, how do you create a partnership? Right? The consultant right there, they charging me for this consultation, but they ain't walking with me through the process. They just charging me to say, hey, this is how you do it. That's how I just telling you my experience, right? This is how you do it. That's how you do it. And all you have to do it. I tired of hearing all you have to do is. If it's all I had to do, then I would have done it because I think I'm competent. Help me by walking me through it. I don't mind striking a partnership with you, but do you see the viability in what I have enough to say, trust me, with this idea, to carry this idea to the next level, with your partnership and your expertise, I think you could have a stake in it. Help me to reach to that next level. And a lot of people are scared of that.
Well, let people know how they can be able to get to MSD Bar. Give them the numbers real quick before we go to a news break.
Yes, MSD Bar, you can reach me at 822-9527 or 603-4506. The best bar on the market right now, 603-4506. Fiber reinforcement, rebar. It's no rust, no corrosion, lasts a lifetime. You can get it now for your structures or a new construction. We have the best bar in town. So all the other persons out there who are talking about any fiber could work, MSD fiber is the fiber that you want in your building.
In the Ducar Plaza, guys, in Palmdale, you can be able to get them right there. All the information's right there. You can do that. You know, we often talk about that. My brother, I want to thank you for being able to join us. This is a lively conversation today, and I think a lot of persons need to be able to be a part of that.
I like small business. This small business show, because other than talking about my product, I want to talk about our experience in small business, Howard. And so anytime you invite me to come, I'm coming, the voice for the little people, for awesome.
For awesome. For y'all them. For all of us them. For awesome. All right, guys, let's take this break and get to news. We'll be right back after this.
The foundation. The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
Now let me see now. 326 EPIC. Hello. This Epic Eckert Battery. This Miss Bueller from round the corner. I hear y'all selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker, and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC. We ship also to the Family Island.
You or a loved one currently under medical care? Do you need affordable medical supplies? Ports International is the largest home health care supplier. Our compassionate team is committed to patients and their loved ones. From hospital beds to wound care, wheelchairs to walkers, Ports is a one-stop shop for your medical supplies, and we accept all major insurance. With two locations to serve you, at Airport Industrial Park and Shirley Street, we also ship to the Family Islands. Visit us on Facebook or call Ports at 377-1771.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Small Business Thursday here with the foundation, being able to talk about these things. I was looking for my guest. I didn't see him show up. I don't know whether or not we are booked for another Friday, but let me just read you his flyer and let you know what he got going on. This is for the Seventh-day Adventist Church, right? Let me see if he's online. This is Dr. Vincent A. Did that they get going on. This is a great series, a better way to evangelic series. This is an impact for 2025. Better things, better life. It's all about the journey. And so the evangelist is going to be here from the 8th to the 22nd, February 8th to the 22nd, 2025, from 9:30 a.m. In the morning on Sabbath mornings, which is signed. So you can be able to see that. That's Bethany Seventh Days Adventist Church. And that is the K.D. Albury Lane in Nassau, Bahamas. They're going to invite you to being able to participate and join them in this series and talk about that and talk about exactly what they got going on in that kind of a space and whatnot. I'm hoping, well, if you guys can hear me, you can give me a call so you can be able to tell us a little bit more about that. So this is that kind of a space and how things are getting going on. So this is with Dr. Vincent A. David. He's an evangelist. And they want to be able to invite you to a Better Way evangelistic series. This is the impact, like I said, for 2025. Better things, better life. It's all about the journey from February 8th, 2025 to February 22nd at 9:30 a.m. on the Sabbath. Saturday mornings, and 7 p.m. nightly. That's Bethany SDA, Seventh Days Adventist Church, K.D. Albury Lane, Nassau, Bahamas. I'm sure you can be able to give them a call. If they give me some numbers, they could be able to do that. I have one number here. Hopefully, you can be able to give them a call to find out more information about that. Give them a call at 805-0967, 805-0967. They'd be more than happy to assist you in those areas. And I'm sure if you can be able to get a local number for the church, they'd be more than happy to assist you in those areas. This is Pastor Kareem Black from the Bethany Seventh Days Adventist Church being able to reach out to us and give us this information. So I'm hoping that you guys come. Today's the 6th, and I know that this is something that you want to start on the 7th, the 8th, which is Saturday. So if you want to be able to give us a call, I'd love to be able to talk to you. What's what? I want to tell you something, man. Week before last, I got a call, which was a peculiar call. I got a call nonetheless. And, it's a voice that was familiar, but I hadn't spoken to for a very long time. And he reached out to me and he says, Howard, I want you to be able to assist me with being able to do this and see exactly what he sent me. To a beautiful location right there, right off Thompson Boulevard, in that kind of a space right there. And he said, come and check this out, right? So I went there and I checked it out. And, on the outside, because, they hadn't been able to do anything with it for a long time, on the outside, it didn't look like nothing much. But when I went on the inside, the space in this particular space was absolutely amazing. First thing that came to my mind was church. He started to talk to me about storage. He started to talk to me about all these things. So I thought church and I thought a hurricane shelter. That's what I thought because it's a fortified building. It's a big building. It needs some work,
But it's a fortified building. It's a big building, and it needs to be able to do some stuff. And so as I looked around and see exactly what's what, some things came to me, hydroponics and some other stuff that can actually work in this space and you could produce from this particular area. So he says, Howard, can you do anything? Well, I said, you know, I'm not in real estate or anything like that. I said, but if persons are interested in this and they're looking for a space, I can be able to assist you with that. So he says, if your business needs any more storage space or any inventory, they can be able to assist you in that. Do you need a large warehouse space for manufacturing? They can assist you with that. Or if you just need a large space for a project, there is over 7,500 square feet warehouse unit on the main Carmichael Road. This is a whole different warehouse space. And this is the last unit that we have available. This is on the main Carmichael Road. This is something different. But they have over 22,000 square feet. 22,000 square feet of whether it's a storage space, whether it's hydroponics, whether or not you want to be able to put a church in there, whatever you're looking for that needs to be able to house sort of a big project that you got going on. He wants to be able to talk to you about that. Now, this unit on Carmichael, which is the $500 unit, it is located just across the street from St. Gregory's, right? I think it's St. Gregory's Anglican Church right there in that blue building. The building is beautiful. On the outset, if you don't really pay attention to the building, you don't know that it has a tremendous amount of storage space in there. I was looking to be able to do something. Remember I told you I was looking for a studio for a long time and looking to be able to do this studio, and that's how I met him. Met the family, met the two brothers, and trying to figure out if I can be able to put a studio in there. And when I see the amount of size, Jesus, I said, I'd like my studio to eventually be this big, but this is gigantic. I mean, absolutely gigantic. And at the front is an administrative space, and then you can walk right to the back and kind of put your storage in there. So all those persons who are looking, whether or not you're looking to be able to move your business, your import-export business into a space that's accessible, that has good traffic flow, that has all these particular things, you want to think of this. If you're looking for something because you've been working out of this storefront space for a very long time, and your customer and those particular persons are growing to a position where you need to accommodate them a bit better. So go and check them out, guys. I want to give you their number so you can find out more information about it. 454-6652. That's 454-6652. You can find out more information about that and find out whether or not you're in this kind of a space that you want to do that. So we're going to be talking about that. This unit is absolutely gigantic. It's huge. Now, remember, I told you he didn't tell me to talk about the second unit, but he said to me, Howard, we're looking to do something with this unit. If I can't get it done by a certain time, then we're going to find out something else. So I'm going to tell you about this unit. It's over 21,000 square feet, if I'm correct, right? I think he started to quote because I called someone from a church who was looking for something for a long time, and I showed this particular thing, this space to them. And their congregation is growing. And he was looking to see whether or not this person is interested in selling. You could convince him if you want to be able to sell to find that. If you're looking for a church, you're looking for a congregation, your own, this is a gigantic space. And if you're looking for something that you want to be able to own and move your business to, whether or not that is for your import-export business, or you want to be able to create a space, whatever you're doing for storage, whatever you're doing, you can give these guys a call. They'd be more than happy to be able to assist you and find out more information about it. That's 454-454-6652, 454-6652. They'd be more than happy to assist you in those areas and take very good care of you as you're looking to be able to make those next steps in your life. I think this is the time that we're in. I think this is the time that we're in. I think it's time for persons to be able to decide. I think you've been flirting with this idea of being able to make the next step in your life for a very long time. I've been talking about my studio, and then I wrestle with it as to whether or not I should do it and this and that. Because, you know, you got responsibilities. You got responsibilities, and, you know, they never stop. And so you try to make a determination as to whether or not you're going to invest this money that you got into something, then you got to wait for it to develop. No, it's time to invest. Stand in mess. Yeah. Let's be honest with this. As soon as you invest, as soon as you make that initial investment, it's just as soon as your money has been released and you start doing work on this thing, you are going to ensure your mind will be calibrated to the position where you're going to make those steps necessary to ensure that you complete this investment, that you see this to fruition to the end of this thing. And so you have to make that first step. You must make that first step. If you're content with your customers screening your import-export business, if you're content with being able to see boxes falling over on them, if you're content with this kind of a space that you're in and you could see your business growing, but you're still not willing to make that step to be able to put yourself in a bigger space, if you're content, I can't fight you. But if you have been quietly listening to yourself, talking to yourself about the possibility of being able to, it's not going to hurt you to go and look at the thing. Talk to me. It's not going to hurt you to look at the thing. Go there, check out, walk the space, find out exactly what's what. Is this is prime location. This is on Carmichael Road. It runs east and west. You get more than 5,000 people that pass your business every single day. More than 5,000 vehicles pass your car, your space, every single day on Carmichael Road. Every single day. You hear me? That your advertisement don't have to be out the wazoo. All you got to do is put one sign out in the front there. People will walk into your space. Every single day. Go check them out, guys. Give them a call. Like I said, give them a call. 454-6652. I think that's the number. 454-6652. They'll be more than happy to assist you in those areas to get those things done. All right? So that's important. Now, listen, before we go any further, I got to let you know that we are in Valentine's. I wear my red clothes today, and everybody trying to figure out, well, Howard, why you keep wearing red? He's FNMA. Oh, Jesus, God. Y'all, Bahamian people wouldn't stop. 454-6652, yes, his number, right? But we are in lover season. And in this season that we're in right now, there are a lot of persons, Garth asked me, how about what you doing for Lover's Day? My wife and I don't necessarily do anything specific for Valentine's Day. That is historic. I mean, for the 25 years that I've been with her, we've never taken out time to do anything specifically on Valentine's Day. And I don't have to get into commercialism, consumerism, all these things like that. It's just that I've always felt inclined to do things for her just at the drop of a dime, just like, you know, spontaneously. And I try to be able to, you know, show something nice, right? If I get a couple of dollars and I know she's been stressed out, I say, what you want to do next weekend? Let's go for a little trip. And then all of a sudden she feel better. You understand? Maybe she need a massage. Maybe she need a feet rub. Maybe she need nails done, her hair done, so forth and so on. Hey, listen, go get your hair done, get your nails done. I'll take care of it. Boom, whatever. And so we do that. We do that, and I've done that for a very long time. But there are some people who've dedicated their time to doing something very special on this day. I'm not talking about the women who send flowers to themselves. I'm talking about people who are actually in a relationship. I'm not going to fight you. I'm not getting your business. I'm not going to get in your business. But there are people who actually look forward to, people get married on Valentine's Day, people get engaged on Valentine's Day. This is a significant time for a great deal of people. And if you've looked at this time as one of the times that you want to be able to share with your loved one, but don't necessarily know how to do that, I got to tell you, man, I got to tell you. I have been over to, on Jerome Avenue, right? This is Sharon Roll. And her business is called Sashash. Well, how do you pronounce that? Sashash Design. S-H-A-S-H-A. Sashash Designs. Right? And she asked me, she said, I'll come here to check these things out. What you want to do for your wife? And so I said, you know, I normally don't do anything, but because we're here, I'd love to be able to put a little gift package together. So she walked me through. She has everything in her space. Can I say this to you? She has everything in her space. She got all the little wines there, all the little menage a trois, all the 19 crimes, all the Mother Pratt, all these particular things, all these things, right? So she has something for all those persons. She got her flowers coming in. All her coolers are going. She says, Howard, for those women who like the little toys, you know, the little rose and not, you know, the traditional rose, the rose and other things like that, we have those things available, right? If you want something to be done in this particular way that we can be able to build something for you, we have that available. She had these great designs and baskets that she could be able to put together. That for women, I saw her put something together with, it looks like a big purse, and she's putting wine in that and a teddy bear and the whole thing. This is absolutely gorgeous. And if you're one of those persons that you want to be able to do something unique and you want something to be able to be created for your loved one, for your sweet thing in the can, and you want to do that intimately, not just kind of rushing last minute to run on the side of the road and pick something up, and you grab it, and she said, well, why all this dust on this? Yeah, that's the car dust from riding on the side of the road. No, I'm not going to fight these people. I'm simply saying to you, this conversation between you and I, it's a conversation between you and I. If you want to be able to do something very intimate, you want something very selected, you want to be able to develop this thing, even if you call her over the phone, you can do this. She could create something for you, take a picture on WhatsApp, ask you if this is good. You can be able to get that kind of a first-hand customer service and preparation to celebrate with your loved one. Before you decide to take her to dinner or him to dinner, I don't know whether or not you want to be able to treat your husband in a particular manner or your boyfriend or whatever the case may be. But before you decide to take your loved one, this person that you want to be able to share time with, that you enjoy, before you decide to be able to do them, take them out for the evening, you may want to present them with something nice. A nice gift basket, a teddy bear. She got teddy bears up to 5 feet. I haven't seen a big teddy bear like that in my life. And the thing is there. So you can be able to do that. Find out more information about that. They'd be more than happy to kind of assist you in those areas and to ensure that you can do that. This is with Sharon. Sharon is my girl. Worked with her for a very long time. Some time ago. And being able to deal with some stuff like that. And always swore that she was very creative in that kind of a space that she lived in and what she does in that space. So if you want to find out more about her and more about what she does, you got to go and check her out. She's on Jerome Avenue right there in that kind of a space. And she'd be more than happy to assist you in that area. Let me tell you what her number is. Her rose packages now, they start at about $100 at teddy bears, and they size up to about 5 feet, exotic toys for all those persons who want to be able to do that. Gift baskets, they're starting at $60. You cannot beat that thing. Gift basket starts at $60. Chocolate-covered strawberries, female and male baskets, if you want to be able to do that. You get cologne sets, you get perfume sets, you get all those things. You get bath and body fragrances, candles, you get flowers, you get all those things. She doesn't just do this for Valentine's. You got Mother's Day, you got my anniversaries that are coming up. You have all these things that persons want to do that. She also can be able to cater and create a stunning environment for you for your wedding. She can do all those things for you. You got to be able to check this out. Flowers for all occasions. Give her a call. The store number is 393-6836. 393-6836. You can hit her up on a cell, which is 434-6877. 434-6877. This is a beautiful thing. And for you to be able to share some time with your loved one and be able to say something special. I think a lot of the times we just say, yes, I love you, and never try to be able to show something spontaneous. You don't necessarily have to kind of organize that, hey, I'm going to get you a basket. What kind of basket you want? As a man, listen, go down to my girl Sharon. She'll be able to assist you. She's going to ask you some question, what type of woman you got, what she likes, so forth and so on, and create a basket for you that you can present to your sweet thing in the can, and they can be able to say, this is amazing. How did you know? Now, I don't know if she could shove no Tory Burch in that, because I know that's what my woman like. I don't know where she get this Tory Burch desire from. My God. But whatever you can do, You can do that. Even if you carry something to her and say, can you put this as a part of the basket? Some little slippers, some little earrings, or the Pandora bracelet, like the women like. I don't know. I got a young wife. Praise God. So what these things are, you can carry it to her. She can build this basket for you. You can give it to your loved one. You're going to have a great night on February 15th, morning sickness. This is the objective, morning sickness. We got to get to that. We got to get to that. And so whatever to kind of ensure that we can clear that path to the morning sickness that we desire, let's get to that, right? Enjoy yourselves, guys. Be able to go down there, check them out. This is on Jerome Avenue, Jerome Avenue. So we're going to find out more information about that. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about that as we move forward to this and to Valentine's Day. We're going to tell you more about that. Don't wait for the last minute to get your stuff taken care of. Do not wait till the last minute to get your little flowers. Do not wait till the last minute to get your little flowers and your little sweet fragrances and all those things. Give them a call today. Sharon Rose, she can be able to take care of you. 393-6836. 393-6836. Or hit them up 434-6877. 434-6877. That is Sasash Design. She can take very good care of you, all right? Quick break. We're going to be right back after this.
The Foundation.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
Attention Marco's Pizza lovers in Freeport and to our Cable Beach customers. We have heard you. Carry out one large, one topping pizza is now available at all locations. That's right. Whether you live out east, west, central, south, or in Freeport, Marco's has you covered. Call in or order online and pick up in restaurant today. Marco's is getting bigger and better by the moment. This unbeatable deal is available for a limited time only.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
This is it! The big game is almost here, and the best place to watch it is at Nassau Cruise Port. Join us on Sunday, February the 9th for an unforgettable game day watch party. Huge screens, unbeatable food, and drink specials, and all the game day energy you can handle. Grab your friends, bring your game face, and score big with giveaways, drink discounts, and a chance to win exclusive prizes. Don't miss out on the action. Game day, Nassau Cruise Port, Sunday, February 9th, where every touchdown feels like a win. See you there.
The new line, the Sky series of porcelain, comes in four colors: Sky Noir, Sky Gris, Sky Glance, and this one, Sky Azure. As the name suggests, you would think it has a strong blue component, but the blue is kind of like just a hint in the overall coloring of the porcelain. The blue feature runs more or less the center of the tile, and that's surrounded by light shades of gray. The Sky Azure, like the others in the series, needs to be seen to be appreciated. Stop by Pinder Tile and have a look at Sky Azure, one of the four in the Sky series.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. 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 The Foundation. The
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live in the full effect. I got a couple of texts. It says, hey, Howard, what's the contact for the guy for the space across the street from Carmichael, opposite St. Gregory's? You can give him a call at, let me pull up the thing now. You can give him a call at 45452. That's 454-6652. You could be able to do that. There's the next text coming through. Says, Howard, Dwight gave us a very good song for us men for Valentine's Day, right? He said, the song is Michael Jackson's Just Beat It. You all need to stop, okay? I am a married man. You understand me? I don't know, but you're a single man, right? But I assure you. But, you know, I've been married so long now, you know, I don't have this kind of a routine, and my appetite has changed over the years. Can we talk like this? We're men. We are adults. The children are not in your car today. Just be decent with me. Our appetite changes with time. I don't know about you, but my appetite for projects and this sort of an idea of being able to build something, between that and this kind of a concept of developing my shows and how do I do that, my mind is so preoccupied. We don't go like rabbits, right? Like every single day, 2-3 times a day. This is when I was 18, 19, 20, like that. Yeah, it's different. It's different. My concern is when I wake up in the morning, the same kind of concern that I left right there on the side of the bed, right? I wake up, boom, how we can make some money today? How we got to do this? I got to do those things, right? Unless I get the little tap on my shoulder. Or unless I wake up and I sleep on my belly and I levitate and I say, hey, listen. I just want to be decent today. I just try to be as decent as I can. Yeah, things are a little bit different. They're just a little different. Now, I don't know about you and your relationship, but I might as well tell you, ain't no Michael Jackson playing around me. Huh? I could sing. You remember the time, but it was 4 times a day. I could sing that to you, but it ain't gonna be no Michael Jackson beat it. The devil is a liar. Let's do that, guys. If you can open up the line for 2 seconds, I want to talk to you about this kind of 11.2 million visitors being able to come over in the last dispensation and talk. I'd like to start to have a conversation with you about the fact that we're not capitalizing on these things. I think our minister is exuberant, extremely excited about the fact that we're doing these things, but there has been no consideration given to how do we incorporate, how can you take $12 million, the same $12 million that you take to invest in the development of family islands or the encouragement for persons to move in that space, and then simultaneously put $12 million within sales and marketing budget, within tourism to invite people into the exact same. I just don't understand. I don't understand the imbalance. I don't understand how you could come out here and say that there is a boom. There's a booming in Grand Bahama on one side of your mouth. And then on the other side, when you start to read the statistical data and information that's provided to you, it indicates that there has been a slump in these particular areas in Grand Bahama. How does this even measure up? I don't understand that Abaco, who is still trying to be able to rebound from the devastation that existed as a result of Dorian, can have a better numbers, that we know they ain't got no place to stay in Abaco. We know they don't have no place. And they have better numbers than they're seeing coming out of Grand Bahama. How? How? I'm confused. Is this just your posture and language as it relates to preparation for the general election? Or are you trying to be able to speak it as though it were? I don't understand what's happening here. The average Bahamian wants transparency, wants honesty, and then wants you to attach a vision to that. We don't want to be manipulated by these kind of inflections in your voice to say that these things are happening. We want transparency, we want honesty, and we want a robust vision. That's what it is. I've been trying to figure out and how these things happen. That's what it is. There is no robust vision that's presented to the Bahamian people. You don't have no vision. Lines are wide open. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the Family of Islands, 242-300, 5720, or hit me up, 422-4796. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Howard.
Hey.
How you doing, man?
Hi, good, man. What's happening?
How long you been independent now?
As a country?
Yes, Howard.
What's it, 52 years this year.
You ever had, ever had a Grammy in your life?
Yeah, man.
When you don't tell your Grammy the truth, what she tell you that is?
Lying?
Thank you very kindly. Go to the head of the class. It's called corruption and lying for 50 years. Okay, you still trying to figure out? I don't know what's happening with you, but what I really call you for, you always speak highly about yourself and your wife, your kids and stuff, right? I like that. So she said...
Of course, she loved that thing.
Okay, I want to teach you...
Conk and lobster.
I want to teach you how to be the ultimate chef for her conk dish in the house. You can fix it yourself. It's called the recipe for cassoulet conk. Okay. Cassoulet style conk.
Okay.
I have it, and I want to teach you it.
You know who used to do that for me at my restaurant? Remember, I had a restaurant. I had a chef that was working in there for me. He worked at Castaways at one point. His name is Ivan Green.
Yeah.
Ivan Green. You know Ivan?
What you mean, man? I got the recipe.
Okay, go ahead.
I know Ivan and the lady used to do it in there.
Okay, yes. So Ivan used to cook for me. Yeah, okay, good.
Yeah. So I want to give you my number. So when you call me, I can tell you.
Why are you trying to give me work? I must cook for her? I just buy the food, Jesus. Something special. I can carry her. The Castaways. Or carry her by Ivan.
Yeah, well, I don't know why you can carry the Castaway and Castaway closed down.
I know. I can carry by Ivan. I carry by Ivan. We go sit down by Ivan and eat there.
Oh, Ivan still is doing it.
Yeah, man. Ivan still is doing it.
But he ain't going to tell you the recipe.
No, he doesn't. Listen to me. This man used to hide over the pot. I said, Ivan, you going to let the people and teach me? He said, Howard. You know how he's talking. He said, Howard.
Yeah.
No, the next thing you know, you ain't need me. I said, Ivan. Let the people see. You got junior chefs. I said you got to teach the people.
Well, yeah. let me tell you, since you're big enough, Ivan, I was going to charge you $30 to give you the recipe. Next time you call me, I can charge you $50. It's going up.
Oh, Jesus. I might as well call Ivan and give it to you free. No, Ivan still didn't give it to me. He still didn't give it to me. Give me a number then. Give me a number then.
Huh?
Give me a number. Oh, you got my number?
No, I get your number.
I want 827-0111. Text me, and I can give that recipe to my wife. She can cook that.
Say that again. What the number is?
827-11.
Okay. All right.
All right, my brother. Now, listen, my wife, she lobster. My baby used to call it lobster, not lobster, lobster. Right? She like lobster. She like crab. She like conch. The other night, she cooked jack for me. She eat the jack. I said, baby, I don't want no jack. She said, you don't know nothing. You ain't never come from nothing. You don't know. You know, they try to tell you. You don't even know what's good. I said, listen, baby, you can't fight me. I'm a whole adult male. If I don't want no jack, you can't fight me. I want the snapper. I want the hogfish. I want the grouper. I don't want no jack. You don't know what you want. Eat this. This is good. Now, the thing look good and it smell good, but I just don't want that. Why I got to fight you for something I want? I shouldn't have to fight you. Praise God. She cooked something else. We still got the jack there. I can taste one, and I get a chance. I'm not going to fight it. It's just like the same thing with stew. Only one hogfish or grouper in my stew. I see some people as stew snapper and taste good for you. But I am a big man. I don't want to keep swimming and fishing in my mouth for bone when I eaten my stew. That's it. You're fighting me. My God. Let me take the next call. Go ahead, caller.
Howard, how are you doing?
What's up, Sierra?
Yeah, you mentioned the problem we have with our tourism product. You know, during the previous administration, the Minister of Tourism said that we were getting, I think, about 6 million tourists from boat. 6 or 7 million tourists from boat and 1.7 million from stopover visitors. The thing about it is, cumulatively, the stopover visitors, which is less than 2 million, which is giving us 7 times the amount of revenue into the country.
Yeah, $2,000 a person. Yes. He said $2,800 last night.
Right. So the question then is, then why we somehow doubled the amount of tourists to 12 million when we only need to go find another 1,700 to give us 7 times the income?
But I see, Alan, let's talk like this. I do not know what on these people mind in the Ministry of Tourism. I don't know. Within the space of government, within the main industry of the country, and you looking at your numbers and you indicated that your stopover visitors give you $2,800 a person. A person. And the other visitors that you have, you're moving to another category where I think $130 or so a person, $140 or so per person. And you're placing significant emphasis on this kind of $130 caliber and not investing in your infrastructure home to be able to capture the $2,800. I just don't understand what's happening.
No, it's let me tell you what happens, right? The cruise ship. You know, this concept that we do something to get people to come here by cruise is a fallacy. We accommodate them, but the cruise ship does the marketing, the building of their cities, which is nothing more than inclusive campuses. They build it, and they happen to stop off in the Bahamas based on the debt as well as the thing, as well as some of the prime real estate we give. If you just begin to look at the locations they choose, Coco Key, Celebration Key being built on Grand Bahama, MSC Island, etc. All we have to look and see that's nothing more than an extension of the inclusive property of the cruise ship. You know, they can't give them the sun, sand, sea, and service. And if you go back to 2009, when the first survey was done off the Bahamas by an independent company, they said that we provided sun, sand, sea, and service. But they says that no longer does the Bahamas provide service. They just provide sun, sand, and sea. Mm-hmm. And so this is where the problem is, that when you have to begin to provide for the individuals. Now, if you look at what we like to think of Atlantis and the Exuma properties as well as Bahama, what you have is a trickle-down effect as opposed to the tourism product, because most everything they need is at those properties, including the beach. Mm-hmm. The problem is that we have not created a destination that is necessary, a tourism destination that brings us back to sun, sand, and sea, making it an inclusive opportunity and ownership economy.
But there's one element that I think you're leading. You say sun, sand, sea, and service. I think that the world has shifted into sun, sand, sea. Don't hang up, Sea Island. All right? Don't hang up. Just stay right there. Right? Sun, sand, sea. And they want an all-inclusive engagement. They want to be based. They're looking for not just attractions, but they want to be immersed in this kind of a sense, right?
And that's the heritage. And that's the heritage and cultural aspect of who we are.
I want to talk to you about that, because it really, you know, it rubs me the wrong way, where we have so much available to us that we're not being able to tap into that. We're not looking at, from a historic standpoint, how do we fortify those traditions with new technologies, new concepts, and breathe new life into that for us to be able to move forward. We keep doing the same old thing and expect different results. That just blew my mind. Let's take this quick break, guys. We're going to get back. See, Alan, just hold on 2 seconds. Let me get back and talk with you.
Foundation. The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
get to stacking up the flavor at Burger King NASA. With its new Stacker King lineup, it doesn't get any bigger, better, or meatier than the Stacker Kings, which feature bacon, cheese, and a delicious stacker sauce, all piled on as many flame-grilled Whopper patties as you can handle. For the chicken lovers, try the all-new Crispy Chicken Stacker, or pile your mornings high with a croissant sandwich stacker loaded with meat, cheese, and stacker sauce on a whopper. Don't miss out on the bold flavors of the Stacker King Collection, available at Burger King NASA.
Now let me see now. 326-EPIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic? Epic Battery? This Miss Beulah from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC. We ship also to the Family Island.
Fall in love with your water service this February with the Water and Sewage Corporation Sweet Savings Campaign. Pay your bill in full on or before the due date. Complete the entry form and we'll sweeten the deal with a 5% discount on your next bill. Right, save some sweet cash just by keeping your account current. It's simple, it's easy, and it's our way of saying thank you for being a valued customer. Don't miss out. Offer runs from February 1st to the 28th. Show your water service some love and enjoy the savings that come with it. Visit our website at wsc.com.bs today to learn more. Save more. It's that simple with sweet savings. The Water and Sewage Corporation, refreshing your life with sweet savings this Valentine's Day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Shout out to my girl, Verdania. She says, Howard, you're full of mess. You better go ahead and levitate. I'm not going to levitate. We can get something done. Amen? We're going to get something done before work. And we got about 7 minutes. Let's hurry up. Don't let it be before the cherry company. Let's just be decent. I got 4 cherry. My 22 years. Yeah, you can't fight me. If we go 15 minutes, my God, we did well today. But you know, you get your 7 minutes and give God praise for that. And keep moving. Let's be decent, guys, as we get towards Valentine's, to be able to talk about those things. Now, let's talk about this now. This is a text is coming through. I'm going to talk about this text, and then I can go back to the line to you, C. Allen. This says, Brother Howard, I drive a taxi from the downtown area, for the most part, Nassau, the last stop for the cruise ships, is what he's talking about. Nassau is the last stop. Surviving off of the cruise ship passengers right now is a recipe for disaster. This is what he's saying. Listen, this is what the gentleman's saying right now. He says, I am downtown now. This is a text. He says, I'm downtown now, and my lips and my throat are dry. And all I can see is guests walking up and down Bay Street all day. As the text is coming through, pull C. Allen back on. C. Allen, this is the concept that exists in Nassau and how things are happening out here. How things are happening.
He's absolutely correct. You made a point before we went to the break concerning the fact that this incorporating cultural and heritage. Imagine now that they have created this wonderful meal and behemoths are nothing more than, you know, they bring the salt and pepper shaker to the table and season the food, but the meal is prepared without us. And so when you look at, and they say they can have little boots inside of their cruise ports or their islands and things, whatever.
But it's all their fault, C. Allen. It is Satan's fault of the past 40 years in this country. Because I won't take it all the way back to 52. Right. 40 years in this country.
But let's go back to Columbus, right? Let's go back to Columbus, the first global, when they say globalization 1.0 start. And then we had globalization 2.0. And then around 2000, globalization 3.0 go. And believe it or not, we're not waiting the 200 years and 100 years. We are now accelerating in the globalization 4.0, which is to breaking up now, seemingly, by Trump, driven by nationalism. Now, what happens now is that we try to get rid of the fact that globalization 1.0 started in the Bahamas because of a few people who say they hate Columbus. It doesn't matter we change the dates, it doesn't change what history says who Columbus is unless you can write world history. And so we should have been capitalizing on the fact that this is where globalization 1.0 starts. But when you talk about the product, we have to define what is it we want, say on Grand Bahama, the type of tourism product that we want, whether it be education, wellness, health, medical, you know, religion, whatever it is that we want. But the problem is we've been sitting. If you listen, and this is not a political statement, this is a fact. The Prime Minister spoke this weekend, and he says, we are looking for someone who will come to Grand Bahama with a vision and the ability to build it for you.
Wallace Groves.
No, as I'm saying, are we still waiting for someone else? They should be coming to Grand Bahama.
That's the only model that they know. That's the only model that they know, Siali. That's all they know. They only know a model that existed or somebody showed them on ground and gave it to them in their hand. They have no idea how to incorporate anything new into this.
Right, but Howard, the number one problem we have on Grand Bahama, and I don't know, was that hotel was opened before as Grand Bahama slide down the in production, right? So I'm wondering what opening the hotel is going to do to stop the slipping. So the fact is that we need 15,000 people or more per week to come through the airport for the airport to be financially feasible. The question then becomes, do we have that accommodations in Freeport to handle 8,000 couples coming per week, 8,000 rooms or whatever else? We don't. And so we can't just depend on someone else unless this so-called grand vision is going to build 10,000 rooms that we all could go back to cutting lawns and making beds. So why is it that in the age, you see what Donald Trump is doing with crypto, which we, and they, mind you, they mentioned us by name three times during their speech 2 days ago, in a negative point. But what he's doing with crypto and tokenization, he's opening the market and making 60 miles away from us the primary point of printing your own money in the age of digitization.
We could fix that. And I don't know why we can't even, I don't know why all these ambassadors that we got, all these people out here all over the world on behalf of the Bahamas, ain't negotiating, sitting down into a space to say that we have space available.
I know we run out of time right now. Let me ask you a question. If I send you to a place where Italian is the only language and you don't speak it, how do you negotiate?
You better learn Italian.
That's the point. But see,
my granddaddy is saying, Italian.
You learn Italian. You see, remember, Italian and your language you speak is an instinctive thing, not a layered thing. And so this is to Paulus, as you move into a digitized world, those individuals have to be digitized. You remember, Howard, I sent you a video. About 3 days ago, Elon Musk was in his factory, and he was amazed. He stood there, and you know what he told the people? I did not know this much parts and steps goes into me. No, that's a powerful point he made. Because he knew, as the CEO, to drive the vision and got the people who are competent to build it. And that's the problem with our leadership. They want to be perceived as all-knowing.
Thank you, my brother. I do appreciate your telephone call. We got 2 minutes before we get out of here. I want to just talk to you about that. And I got to be able to say this. I think I'm going to be able to dive deeper tomorrow and have this kind of a conversation just by numerics alone. Just by the concepts that you're laying out alone, we want to celebrate with you. We're seeing more and more numbers. We've already had this conversation about the fact that in the 90s when we saw, or in the late 80s when we saw, whatever this was, the entire country was, you know, we were jubilant, we were singing, but we knew what we had in Grand Bahama. We knew what existed in Nassau. We knew the things that were happening in this particular space. When we saw Atlantis, Atlantis did not deprive Grand Bahama for growth and development. It didn't deprive the third economy in the country from developing, which is Abaco. But now that we have 11.2 million people, I can't cut no cake for that. 11.2 million people, a man say his mouth dry right now. So I don't know how close you is to the salt water, but you need to close your mouth if it's the salt water, because that's the only thing I could see it being. If the straw market full, like you all tell me, of Haitians and other nationalities selling, they must be making money. How your mouth could be dry, sir? And they celebrating these things. Let's have a good conversation about this. Tomorrow we're going to dive deeper and talk about the necessity for being able to look back at bohemianization and fortifying that with the technology and the marketing tools to reform this economy with the largest industry in this nation, tourism. We're going to dive into that tomorrow, guys. I thank you so very kindly for being able to do that. We had a good conversation with y'all. Make sure you check me out. We're going to see you tomorrow right here on The Foundation. Have a beautiful day. See you tomorrow. Godspeed. Foundation.